More U.S. troops head to Europe. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Another 3,000 combat troops will join 1,700 already in Poland amid heightened concern about a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine as the White House issues a stark warning to U.S. citizens there. Fox's Jared Halpern with more live.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Americans in Ukraine should leave the country now.
We want to be crystal clear on this point. Any American in Ukraine should leave as soon as possible, and in any event, in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Sullivan's warning comes as officials now say a Russian invasion of Ukraine could be days away, even before the end of the Winter Olympics.
We are in the window when an invasion could begin at any time, should Vladimir Putin decide to order it.
Sullivan says the U.S. does not know if the Russian president has made a decision yet to invade. An invasion economic sanctions from the U.S. and European allies, President Biden has said. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. Billions of dollars frozen when the Taliban took control of the Afghan government could be unfrozen under an order signed by President Biden aimed at helping the Afghan people and U.S. families who sued the Taliban.
President Biden's executive order asks U.S. financial institutions to help get $3.5 billion in frozen Afghan funds to Afghans in the form of humanitarian aid. The other $3.5 billion would go to pay families who lost loved ones in the 9/11 attacks. Administration officials acknowledge the logistics of all this could take time, and it's ultimately up to judges to allow the funds to be dispersed in this way.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, a spokesman for some 9/11 families, says the money should go into a fund already established to avoid a fight over it. The Taliban says all of the frozen funds should be for Afghanistan. The ramped up warnings about Ukraine rattling Wall Street, the Dow down 504 at the close. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A former U.S. Air Force sergeant avoids the death penalty by changing his plea in the death of a federal security officer.
Former Air Force Staff Sergeant Stephen Carrillo has pleaded guilty in the shooting death of David Patrick Underwood, who was killed on May 29, 2020, while standing guard in front of a federal building in Oakland, California during police brutality protests. Investigators say Carrillo sprayed the guard shack with bullets from his white van. He had originally entered a not guilty plea in July of 2020. Prosecutors have said Carrillo has ties to the Boogaloo extremist movement, whose roots are in alt-right culture. Carrillo is also charged in the death of a law enforcement officer in a separate case in Santa Cruz County that happened a week after the death of Underwood.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The Biden administration loses a round in a climate change court fight, a federal judge blocking an effort to put greater emphasis on the potential damage from greenhouse gas emissions in federal rules for oil and gas drilling, automobiles, and other industries. Republican attorneys general arguing the president exceeded his authority by basing a figure on global considerations. Just 2 days left until the Super Bowl, but the day after is Valentine's Day. There's been a lot of searching for gift inspiration online.
Google reveals search interest in flower delivery spikes every year during Valentine's Day and Mother's Day in the U.S. Reps seeing a surge of recent searches for Valentine's cards near me, where to buy chocolate-covered strawberries, heart-shaped pizza near me, and Valentine's Day gifts for kids. While it's a holiday film, Love Actually is said to be the most searched romantic comedy in the U.S. since 2004, followed by The Proposal and Crazy Stupid Love.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin and Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.